Well, hey everyone, and welcome to The Drive. I am driving. I'm on the road in Mobile, Alabama. And my heart's been heavy for the lost. I really feel like God's sort of continually stirring my heart, like, to reach out, you know, and talk to people. Like, the other day, I was able to speak to, like, the pest control guy for our church. You know, he showed up and sprayed the outside, and I was talking to him for about a half an hour, and he's so jaded from past experience, from churches, from his family members who, you know, were pastors and so-called Christians, and he just sees all believers now as hypocrites and all churches as hypocritical. And so because of that, we were able to have a really good discussion, and those are the times, those are the things that really fire me up, you know. And it's like, those times, those conversations make me realize what this life is about. It's not about just being in our own world, in our own bubble, in our own box, you know, walking around and just living for ourselves. It's not about that. It's about others, right? It's about loving God, putting Him first, you know, loving Him with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor. And your neighbor is that person who you're in contact with on a regular basis. And you're probably thinking of someone right now, and you're like, well, I've seen them every work day for years, and I haven't really had a discussion with them about the Lord. And here's the thing, though, when you try to contrive sort of a statement about what you believe, it doesn't work. But when you depend upon the Holy Spirit to speak for you, to speak through you, that's when He works. And so I just encourage you guys, you know, pray for those people who you're in constant contact with, so you have those opportunities to share with them, to let them know that God loves them, that there is a Lord, there's a God who absolutely is in love with them and wants nothing more for them than for them to follow Him, to cling to Him. He wants to help, and that's the beautiful thing about our God. We get to sort of correct people's misconceptions about who God is and what His character is like. And so it's really been on my heart, and honestly, man, you know, it's coming up on the new year. People have resolutions, just something that I guess just we do, right? But mine is to reach out more, like crazy, you know, to the person at the drive-thru, to the person in the store who asked a question, in lines, the various lines that I'm in as I'm at work, running around, running errands. It's like, there's so many people who we come into contact with on a daily basis. And instead of looking down at the glowing screen on my phone, I want to look up and be able to shine the light of Christ to those who are around me. You know, and so that's really like my New Year's resolution. Do I want to be healthy? Sure. Do I want to exercise more? Of course. Do I want to get into the Word more? Yes. But I really want to reach out around this community, around Mobile, unashamedly, to get in conversations, to pray for people, to help people know they don't have to be helpless or hopeless. There's hope in this world. It's on my heart, seriously, to like reach out. And yeah, our church is going to, you know, Africa in January. It's going to be a blessing to reach a different part of the world, but that doesn't mean we're going to neglect local outreach, you know? And that's really what I want to focus on as well. And that's our primary thing. God's, you know, planted us in a city where people need the Lord. There's tons of churches here, but yet there's people for us, for our little local body of believers to reach. And it's exciting. And I'm looking forward, really, to what God is going to do this year. I mean, I really think it's going to be amazing. And I'm really staying expectant for the way God is going to work. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about the lost. I mean, think about it. When one person comes to the Lord, when someone's astray and they come to the Lord, what happens in heaven is a lot of partying. Like, the angels rejoice, right? When one person comes to the faith, or when one person comes back home, if they've left their father's house and they're engaging in wild living. When they come back home, the father is joyous, right? And so reaching those who haven't been reached, but also reaching those who have gone astray, who fear, who feel, you know, far gone. Letting them know you're never too far gone for God's grace to bring you back in. And I think that's important to remember and to know and to live out. There's still more souls to be saved. There's still more work to do, and God wants to use you. He wants to use you in mighty, powerful ways. All glory to Him, and all power from Him. But He can use imperfect people. That's exactly who He uses. He doesn't use the perfect, because there is no such thing. There's only one perfect one, and that's Jesus. But God wants to use you. He wants to use me to reach out and reflect the light of the truth to people who are down and out, the outcasts, those who not are well, but those who are sick, those who are stuck in the darkness because of their sin, those who are in love with their sin and sort of wasting away, feeling purposeless and hopeless. God wants to reach them, and He wants to use us to reach them. And I never want to forget those people in my life who, before I gave my life to Christ, they told me about Jesus. They brought me to church. They got me to a Bible study, home fellowship. And yeah, it was awkward. Yeah, it was very weird. You know, yeah, it was uncomfortable for me. But I had to go through that in order to hear the truth and to be set free. And it started with the Holy Spirit, but then He used people in my life to share the truth. And I'm so glad those people didn't stay quiet. Like, I'm so glad those people spoke up and were bold in sharing the gospel with me. I wouldn't be saved today if they didn't, if they kept quiet, if they were silent. You know, I wouldn't be a pastor or church planter if they kept quiet. I might still be out there in the world astray, lost, alone, confused. But man, God used people in my life to lead me to Jesus, and I'm so thankful. And I never want to overlook that. And I never want to take that for granted. But I know it continues on, because God wants to use me now to share with others boldly. God wants to use you now to share with others boldly. And we can be used by God in great ways through the power of the Holy Spirit. Like, He wants to use you. And you'll reach different people than I'll reach. And I'll reach different people than the next person will reach. But the fact is that we're just called to reach people. We plant the seeds of truth. We water. In other words, we disciple those who are already saved. And God gives the increase. Like, He does the work in that sense. The results are up to Him. And so what a blessing just to be part of reaching lost people, helping them to be found, not by pointing them to us, not at all, but by pointing them to the Lord Jesus. What a privilege. I just feel so thankful to be able to be a small part of the kingdom of God in that way. And we're all, in a sense, kingdom collaborators, where God uses all of us to get His word out, to get the gospel out, you know, to make disciples. What a blessing. So have a heart for the lost, you guys. And if you, maybe you don't have a heart for the lost. Maybe you're like, well, I don't care if someone else will reach them. I would just say pray for them. Pray for those who are in your life who don't know the Lord, who you know are lost. Even those who, especially those who are way far gone, pray for them. Pray for them often. Pray that God would use you in their lives, that He would give you opportunity to have conversation with them, and that they would be open to listening, and that you'd be bold to share, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to share the gospel. It's amazing. Amazing what we get to do. Well, God bless you guys. Praying for you, and I hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.